What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday and whatever other insanity is coming down here. Boy, it really does feel like the whole world is just going insane, or at least all the world's leaders. And it's a very dangerous, dark time right now. People are really worried, especially here in Hawaii, obviously. We're out here in the middle of the Pacific. All right, let's get into the news here right now. First of all, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on Ian. And the political infighting in Washington is continuing, and it's not sending a very pleasant message to the rest of the world here. Special counsel Robert Mueller has hired yet another lawyer for his team to get Trump, and it's another Obama ally, Greg Andres. And apparently he started yesterday. He's the 16th lawyer on the team. And there is just no way that anybody's going to believe that this is a fair, objective, and unbiased investigation. For one thing, Robert Mueller is already in violation of the special counsel statute, first of all, because he's on a mission creep. He was appointed to look into charges of collusion between Trump and Russia. He didn't find anything, so he took it upon himself to start saying, well, we're just going to look everywhere until we find something. And that's not the way special counsels are supposed to operate. There is also a provision in the special counsel law that says anybody with a personal connection to anybody being investigated in any aspect of their work must recuse themselves, and Mueller hasn't done that either. So this is a political hatchet job. Now, have you noticed in the corporate media, after months and months of Russia, 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 all of a sudden it switched off? Just overnight, it's gone. And the reason for that appears to be that the story has indeed backflashed onto the Democrats and onto Hillary. The American people understand that this is a smear job. It's actually building support for Donald Trump. People are feeling sorry for him, that the government he's supposed to be in charge of is definitely on the attack against him. Now, Julian Assange has come on out and said that he has investigated through WikiLeaks both of the presidential candidates, Trump and Hillary, and Hillary was the only one with corrupt ties to Russia, such as the Uranium One deal, helping an American company evade the Russian sanctions to buy a Russian company, and on and on and on and on. Now, Seymour Hersh has once again come on out saying that it was Seth Rich and not the Russians who gave the DNC emails to WikiLeaks. Apparently, the indications are on Seth Rich's laptop, which is still in the hands of the police. And they had to involve the FBI to get into it. They didn't have his password. And on there, they found communications between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks, including a request for payment, because WikiLeaks will very often have a cash reward for whistleblowers. And there was no evidence of contact with the Russians on that laptop. Now, the only area where I'm not sure I agree with Seymour Hersh is he thinks Seth Rich's death is unconnected with all of this. And I think Seymour is kind of leaping to a conclusion there. Now, the good news is, remember Imran Awan's hard drives that he was trying to get back, desperately smashed them all up? They came from U.S. government offices, and he smashed them all up. It turns out that technicians at the FBI are, in fact, starting to recover data. Apparently, Awan did not actually do that much damage to the actual rotors, and they're getting all this information off there, including, we are told, 30 of the Hillary Clinton emails related to Benghazi. These are previously unknown. They were never turned over as required. So that whole thing is really heating up. But that hasn't stopped the Congress from going forward with their Russian sanctions bill. And, of course, it's all based on a fairy tale. The justification for these sanctions on Russia is they tampered with the 2016 election. Don't bother us asking for us for proof. We have it as an article of faith. We just know we got it from Miss Cleo and her crystal ball. It was on the Ouija board. The tea leaves told us we don't need evidence. And Congress just rushes forward with a near unanimous vote to sanction Russia. Now, Trump has signed the Russian sanctions bill. He did it reluctantly, and he's out there saying this thing is seriously flawed. And he's absolutely right, but he signed it because Congress has produced a veto-proof majority, and Donald Trump does not want to go through a veto fight with Congress that he knows he's going to lose. But he's already out there tweeting, saying that this was an absolute mistake, and Congress has basically forced it down his throat. And the end result is going to be that this new sanctions law will drive China, Russia, and North Korea, and probably Iran as well, that much closer together. And he's absolutely right about that. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And Trump is still out there saying that he's hoping Russia and the U.S. can somehow resolve the issues and work back closer together. But, of course, the people inside the U.S. government, whose entire livelihood and reason for being is confrontation with Russia, they don't want to see that happen. The military-industrial complex doesn't want peace. Israel doesn't want peace. John McCain certainly doesn't want peace. Their authority, their wealth, their power is always based on war with somebody, which is why there have been so few years of peace in U.S. history. Now, the Russian Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev, following Trump's signing of the sanctions bill, has come on out and said the U.S. has just declared a full-scale trade war on Russia. And that's the last thing our economy needs. But the people in Washington, D.C. are going forward with these ideas without really thinking them all the way through. And they've gone from one disaster to another disaster to another disaster. And they're not learning any lessons from these mistakes, that you just don't go with a knee-jerk reaction to what sounds like a good idea on first reading. I guess I'm going to have to start drinking domestically produced vodka now. Article coming out of dailycaller.com, punishing Russia is not worth World War III. And that's what is at risk. Now, I know the conventional wisdom inside the Pentagon is this is really a new Cold War. There'll never actually be any direct combat. We just get to take money away from everybody and build new weapons and have a lot of fun with their toys. And it's a sucker game, because that's what they did during the first Cold War. They propagandized the American people. The Russians are going to come get you. Those commies, those Soviets, they're coming to take away your life. And you got to give us your money and be ready to fight in wars. And it went on and on and on. Vast sums of money pouring into the military. And what happened to all of that stuff that was built with all that money? Well, the vast majority of it is just corroding away in the deserts of Arizona. Go on out to Google Earth and search for the Arizona Boneyard sometime. You will be stunned at how many of these old Cold War bombers, fighters, everything, just been sitting there, corroding away. Huge waste of money. So getting on back to Donald Trump, it does seem like there is a continuation of the effort to get Donald Trump out of office. The corporate media hates him. Hollywood hates him. The intellectual yet idiot academia class hates him. And the CIA hates him. And so does the deep state, meaning the narcocracy. They don't trust him to keep his mouth shut when he finally realizes the tremendous amount of drug smuggling being done by various agencies of the government, including the CIA. Trump is a threat to that war machine bureaucracy who sit there at taxpayer expense and constantly think about, oh, if we go to war with Russia, we'll do this, and then maybe we'll do that. And that's all they do, war games. They are paid to play war games all day long. They don't want to give up that job. They don't want to have to go out and find real work, especially in this economy. Now, Merkel is trying to distract from problems over in her country by wagging the Russian threat. She's ordering the German troops to prepare in Georgia because of a Russian invasion. Russia is becoming a scapegoat for everything that's going wrong in the West, whether it's the banking system, manufacturing, out-of-control migrant refugees. No matter what goes wrong, we blame Russia. That's it. What's going wrong? Blame Russia. Oh, I got fingerprints all on my camera lens. Oh, that was Putin did that. The belt snapped on my dryer last night. Oh, that was definitely Vladimir Putin. He's behind all of that. No matter what goes wrong. Oh, it rained really hard today. Oh, that's Russia. They're changing the weather. They're weaponizing it. And it's a joke, and most people realize it's a joke. And I think that's the reason why the corporate media has now backed off on all of this nonsense about Russia, 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 Russia. It's not getting any traction. People are burned out by it. And the more Congress actually digs into all of this, the more they're finding that, as Julian Assange said, it was Hillary who was in bed with the Russians. Apparently, one of her associates, Sidney Blumenthal, is now in trouble. That while he was working for her, he was also working for a foreign government, but failed to register as a foreign agent. And it just goes on and on and on. Now then, let's look over at the war zones. Apparently, U.S.-backed forces, who are not being as well-backed as they were just a couple of weeks ago, basically are running away from TANF. And a big part of that has to be the dropping of that CIA support. And apparently, at least 10% of the U.S.-backed forces have now defected back to the Syrian government, which tells you it was never about ideology or freedom or politics. It was a paycheck. They went where the paycheck was, and the U.S. was writing paychecks to say, get Assad for us. And it failed. Al-Nusra in eastern Damascus is on the verge of collapse right now. This thing is all but over. And the U.S. can't think of a way that they can get back in there and turn things around in a manner that the U.S. population, the general population, will sit still for. Because we're not going to sit still for it. It's nonsense. We have had too many of these regime changes. We have been lied to too many times. Saddam's nukes, Assad's sarin gas, Lusitania not carrying weapons, and on and on and on. It's how this government does business, and we are on to them. Meanwhile, Russia is continuing to build up their forces in Syria. And a reminder, Russia is in Syria at the request of the Syrian government, and with their permission, the United States is not. The United States is not wanted there. So looking at Khmeimim Air Base in Syria, satellite photos are showing a total of 33 Russian aircraft, 11 Sukhoi-24 tactical bombers, 3 Sukhoi-25 attack aircraft, 3 Sukhoi-27 strategic fighters, 6 Sukhoi-35 multi-role fighters. That's one of their latest and greatest. It's an awesome machine. 4 Sukhoi-30 fighters and 6 Sukhoi-34 strike fighters. They are a formidable force, and of course, they're providing air cover for Syria's forces against the U.S.-backed forces. Now, somebody, we don't know who, fired a mortar at the Russian embassy in Damascus. Nobody was injured. Apparently, two of the shells actually hit the building, and the other two missed and hit the ground. Now, over in Turkey, something's going on there. Erdogan is really cracking down on civil freedoms. And apparently, Turkey is now banning concerts, hunger strikes, public gatherings and protests in Ankara. The official reason given is that all of these large gatherings of people represent attractive targets for terrorists. I somehow doubt that that is really what's going on here. Now, over in Qatar, as their economy continues to collapse, Saudi Arabia has gone back to square one and said and reinstated their entire list of demands and say, you will do this or we will do bad things to you. And this is actually proving to be problematic for the United States, which has that air base in Qatar, which is going to be impacted by this ongoing blockade. And that air base is the main point of power projection for the U.S. in that region. Now, so far, they're continuing to operate, but at some point, it is going to start getting in the way there. Now, looking over at North Korea, we're getting mixed signals out there. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson yesterday said he hopes Washington and Pyongyang can eventually establish diplomatic discussions and ease the tensions with North Korea. This is in stark contrast to what we're getting from Donald Trump and the other war hawks about getting ready to just go on in with a preemptive bombing run to get the nukes and get the missiles. But again, people aren't falling for this idea that North Korea is a threat. North Korea is building a defensive deterrent because North Korea sees it is the United States that is invading and regime changing all over the globe, and they don't want to be on that list. So over at Rents.com, they have an article, "The North Korea Problem Lies in Washington, Not Pyongyang." And basically saying Washington's refusal to act responsibly is the root cause of the long-standing hostility toward North Korea. And Russia and especially China are fed up with America or the U.S. government throwing its weight around and then trying to shove their own policy failures onto them regarding the Korean Peninsula. Remember what I said a little while ago? We're seeing too many of these policies being put out. They're not thought all the way through. They're not getting the traction with the propaganda. It turns into a mess, and they try and shove it off on somebody else. And that's what's going on with Russia and China, with Trump saying that Russia and China have to deal with this mess. And Russia and China are saying, it's your mess. You escalated this thing. You turned it into a crisis. You deal with it. Ron Paul is out there asking a very valid question. Who will Trump attack first, North Korea or Iran? Or maybe both. Article coming out of Alternet saying that the war with Iran is now on the timetable and it's scheduled for October. Now, we know the last time that Trump looked at the P5+1, he wanted to say that Iran was not in compliance, even though the IAEA had certified that they are. And at the last second, Trump went along with recertifying the P5+1, then immediately hit Iran with sanctions. And Iran is now up at the United Nations saying these new sanctions basically violate that P5+1 deal. So what's going on is that Donald Trump, to please his good buddy Bibi Netanyahu, is looking for some way to force Iran to back off the deal because they want Iran to be the bad guy. And then the war will be on. So apparently, Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani, is saying there is a U.S. plot to destroy the P5+1 deal in order to open the door for war with Iran. We'll be right back after these few words.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. We're going to take a phone call now. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, yesterday you said you'd like to go to the Holy Land, but as soon as you got off the airplane, you'd probably be hit, you and your wife. And I was just wondering, you know, I have been wondering, have you had been under any threats at all over in this country?
Not for a while. They gave up a long time ago. They figured out it was just, you know, annoying me and making me work that much harder.
But you're also under attack, like electronic attack on your
website. That's still ongoing. They're after my server on a regular basis.
Okay, I also agree with that caller that called in and said make one point and then make room for somebody else, so I'm going to let you go. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, getting on back to the news here. The other day, Iran inaugurated their scientific space launch facility. They launched a small satellite into orbit, and I cracked a joke about how the United States was going to start screaming, it's a threat, it's a threat. You know, they're getting ready to bomb us. And I should stop making jokes like that because I'm obviously giving people ideas, because sure enough, over at the Associated Press, they have an article. The U.S. and allies call Iran's recent rocket launch threatening. Ooh, it's a threat that Iran can launch satellites into orbit. And they're basically saying that Iran launching satellites into orbit is inconsistent with a UN resolution endorsing the 2015 agreement to rein in its nuclear program. Now, how is being able to launch satellites into orbit in any way connected with Iran's non-existent nuclear program? I mean, look at all the other countries that regularly launch satellites into orbit. In fact, it's getting very crowded up there. It's a big problem. The United States, the European Space Agency, Russia, India, Pakistan, Japan, China, they're launching rockets into orbit all the time. Nobody ever says it's provocative. It's only provocative when Iran does it. So, yeah, this is part of the propaganda run-up to demonize Iran. And I'd like to remind everybody one more time that Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another nation in over 200 years, and certainly not since the 1979 Iranian Revolution, where they kicked out their U.S. puppet ruler, the Shah. Ron Paul is out there with another warning, saying that they're not going to be able to control this. Once shots are being traded, once the artillery uncorks, it's going to spin out of control and millions could die in these wars. And that's really what's going on. And maybe that's a reason we're seeing statements at cross purposes coming out of the White House and the State Department. Maybe there's a growing number of people within the government who are all of a sudden waking up and realizing this isn't just politics and it isn't just rhetoric. We are dangerously close to a real shooting nuclear war. And it's not funny anymore. It's not a joke. It's not a game. Now, over in Iraq, another stunning U.S. foreign policy success. 3,799 were killed during the month of July. The Kurds are saying the casualties are actually much higher than that. But even 3,799 is more than enough. Apparently, the Saudis are now blocking the fuel for United Nations aid flights into Yemen. Humanitarian relief flights are now being blocked by Saudi Arabia. That constitutes a war crime under international law. So, the standoff between China and India is still heating up. China Ministry of Defense official warns India, leave Chinese land or face war. And I finally found out what this is all about. It's a right of way for a road. That's it, just a road. And apparently the people in India were building this road, and it's just a hair over the border, and China is ready to start shooting over this thing. If I were running China, I'd call up the head of India and say, all right, we'll move our border a little bit. We're talking, what, 2-3 acres at most? What a ridiculous reason to go to war. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Okay, welcome back to our show. I'm going to back up here to the domestic political infighting because there's all kinds of breaking news. It's coming so fast you can't stay on top of it. Apparently, according to The Atlantic, National Security Council official Rich Higgins, who's a member of the nationalist faction of the White House, has been fired for writing a memo outlining the deep state threats facing Donald Trump. So there literally is a war going on inside our White House. And apparently Judicial Watch has uncovered more emails confirming that Huma Abedin was sending classified information through non-secure channels. It's a Title 18 violation. And they uncovered another 91 Clinton email exchanges not turned over to the State Department. And the corporate media will not touch this because they all love Hillary Clinton. Actually, they're all scared of her is what's going on here. All right, let's get back onto the whole war zone issue. Venezuela is unfortunately undergoing a U.S. regime change, and we know it because last week the head of the CIA admitted what's been happening in Venezuela is a U.S.-backed coup d'etat, a regime change, to get Maduro out and put in a government that is friendly to U.S. corporate interests, private central banking, big oil, and so forth and so on. And the so-called opposition in Venezuela is not pro-democracy, it's pro-Washington, because Maduro was elected. They do have a democracy down there. And by the way, when you look at all these regime changes that are going on where the U.S. says they're bringing in democracy, they're inevitably outing a democratically elected leader and putting in a tyrant. Iran in 1953, the CIA booted out democratically elected Mohammad Mossadegh, and they put in the Shah. Chile in 1973, they kicked out the democratically elected Allende, and they put in the dictator Pinochet. It's a repeating, constant pattern. The political opposition inside Venezuela are pro-U.S. It's got nothing to do with democracy. It's all about the money. Now, the U.S. corporate media is trying to make a big deal that this referendum that was just held to form this National Constituent Assembly is a power grab by Maduro, and it was evil and was wrong for him to do. Actually, the ability to do that is provided for under the Venezuelan Constitution, Article 347. The people of Venezuela are the holders of the original constitutional power. In the exercise of this power, the people can call a National Constituent Assembly with the objective of transforming the state. It's their equivalent of a constitutional convention. Now, the problem was the opposition, the pro-Americans in Venezuela, in the National Assembly, were blockading Maduro's every move the way the Democrats are doing to Donald Trump in the Congress. He wasn't able to accomplish anything. And so basically they put out this idea. It was time for a National Constituent Assembly to basically restart the government. And it's within the law of the land. It's not a mad power grab. And like I said, the head of the CIA admitted last week what's going on in Venezuela is another covert regime change, although it's not really all that covert because we've learned to recognize the signs here. Now, as you know, the U.S. has come under serious criticism for all the civilian deaths that are part of the drone strike program. And a lot of it has to do with very reckless targeting. And Peter Kuznick, who's a leading political analyst, says the United States has found a way to reduce the number of civilian casualties associated with the drone strikes, which sounds like a really good thing. Until you look at the actual solution. The U.S. government is now declaring that any male of military age is assumed to be a militant and worthy of execution. No, that wasn't a civilian. That was a male of military age. It had to, you know, had to be a militant. I think that's called profiling. Anyway. A very telling incident just happened over at the State Department. Secretary of State Tillerson has rewritten the mission statement of the State Department. And it now reads, "We promote the security, prosperity, and interests of the American people globally. The State Department will strive to lead America's foreign policy through global advocacy, action, and assistance to shape a safer, more prosperous world." Sounds pretty high until you read between the lines and say, we're all about power projection. Now, the State Department's mission statement from 2016 read, their purpose is shaping and sustaining a peaceful, prosperous, just, and democratic world and fostering conditions for stability and progress for the benefit of the American people and people everywhere. So what vanished in the new mission statement? Concern for people outside the United States and any mention of democracy whatsoever. very telling here. All right, let's get on to the economic news here because things are not very good. We're seeing the U.S. dollar in a major decline against other world currencies. And apparently it's down about 9% courtesy of Bianco Research. And it appears the U.S. dollar is tracing its performance from back in 1985 quite closely. And 1985 was the worst year for the U.S. dollar in 40 years. So they're saying if unless something changes, expect the U.S. dollar to lose another 10% of its value from here on out to the end of the year. The U.S. dollar is declining against the euro. It's lost about 4 cents on the exchange rate, which may not sound like much, but year after year after year, it's whittling it away. Over in Germany, Deutsche Bank has issued a warning on the German economy, saying that it's actually at risk of overheating and burning out. And they're pointing the finger of blame at deceptive indicators that mask worrying threats. In other words, yeah, they're polishing it over to fool their people just the way our government is doing the same thing here. Now, Deutsche Bank said the Eurozone's largest economy has outperformed in recent years, but the trend is deceptive and could come to an abrupt halt. There's a stark danger behind indicators that show strong employment, wage, and economy growth, said the bank. So Merkel's dealing with that issue as well. They have another problem, and that is the German auto industry is in serious, serious trouble. Now, part of that is the same reason all auto industries all over the world are in trouble. People don't have the money to buy the cars. I mean, if you look at the TV commercials by automakers and dealerships right now, you can look at those prices and say, wow, this would be a great time to buy a car if I actually had any money with which to buy the car. Germany's facing another problem, and that is the large number of German automakers whose reputations have been destroyed with all these scandals about rigging the emissions standards by cheating the software on the cars. So the cars have one set of settings when they think they're being measured for emissions and another set entirely when they're actually being driven on the road. And the German auto industry is a part of Germany's national pride. And so there are going to be all kinds of after effects of this. Now, here in the United States of America, we're seeing more and more states looking to financially break away from the federal government, more to the point, the Federal Reserve. And as you know, the state of Utah passed a legal tender act earlier this year, authorizing the use of gold and silver coins as money within the state of Utah. Other legislators in other states are now looking at similar legislation. And that means the United States is approaching a constitutional crisis because states are breaking financially away from the central government. This is no less serious than the War of Independence, which was all about an honest money system versus private central banking. And it looks like there may be a major confrontation where the federal government is going to come on in and mandate the use of the Federal Reserve note. Now, when I was a kid, if you had a Federal Reserve note, it would say right on the front, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, and can be traded for money at your local bank, meaning that piece of paper and ink was a claim check only. Because the money was the metallic content of the coins. And you could walk into a bank, present the claim check, and they would give you the coinage, which was the money. Then, following John F. Kennedy's assassination, it simply changed. They took out the part about being able to redeem for money at the bank. Because they want you to think that piece of paper and ink is the money. And it says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. What is not on there yet is the word only. That may be about to arrive, where it'll say this note is the only legal tender for all debts, public and private. Because the Federal Reserve wants all alternative monetary systems to just go away. They want Bitcoin to go away. They want locally produced trade currencies to go away. They want any alternative source of medium of exchange to be banished, to make us all dependent on them, just as King George III made the American colonies dependent on the Bank of England, which led to the American Revolution. Now, Max Labo is out there pointing out something that we commented on, I think, about a week ago. Donald Trump, I mean, the stock market is being run on up, and they're saying, will it cross 23,000? And they got the cheerleaders out there saying, oh, yes, you know, higher, higher. And when they treat the stock market numbers like a sporting event, you know we're in big, big trouble. And unfortunately, Donald Trump has made a critical mistake. He's trying to take credit for the stock market bubble. Yes, I'm doing a great job. The stock market is at brand new heights here. And he's setting himself up because sooner or later that bubble is going to pop. It's showing all the hallmarks of the crash of 2008. Might even be a lot worse. And of course, having taken credit for the stock market on the way up, he will be blamed for it as it comes crashing back down. And again, it's not his fault. History blames Herbert Hoover for the depression of the 1930s, but Herbert Hoover did not create that depression. It was created for him. And Donald Trump has inherited decades of financial mismanagement and unsustainable economic policies centered around that private central bank that by design creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt until the system locks up. Now, as part of his pressure on China for China to take on solving the U.S.-created crisis with North Korea, Trump is getting ready to retaliate to China's unfair trade practices. Oh, yes, we're going to have a trade war with China now. And China's going to be laughing their heads off saying, all right, let's see you put some kind of product in those big box stores now. It's a reckless, reckless, insane behavior here. Now, over in the European Union, Hans Olaf Henkel, he's vice president of the European Parliament's third largest group, the European Conservatives and Reformists, has gone on the warpath against Brussels for allowing the Italian banks to be bailed out to save the euro, saying that the EU is openly breaking their own rules, trying to salvage the crumbling eurozone. And yes, all collapsing empires, banks, corporations, they start playing fast and loose with the rules and they figure, it's only temporary. We'll make it good after things are better, but they never do get better. I would be very surprised if the EU were still intact by the end of the year. ZeroHedge.com is reporting that manufacturing loses the most jobs since Trump's election as ADP employment growth weakens. And you had April and June, very disappointing ADP reports, basically saying the U.S. economy added 178,000 jobs, less than what was expected. And again, it's service jobs are accounting for the vast majority of these, but more and more companies are starting to look at automation for service jobs. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
I tell you what. Well, actually, to you both, anyway. Initially, my first thought was about the currency issue and so forth. However, if they want to go and attack Iran, okay, enough's enough of the, shall we say, horse manure. This is getting to be absurd to start with. As far as the currency goes, if the banks are just wanting people to just simply use the Federal Reserve note as far as their cash is concerned, all well and great, whatever. But the problem is, how do they contend with that when people are swiping their plastic cards with the microchip shoved up their leash?
Well, the plastic cards are denominated basically as Federal Reserve notes, the U.S. dollar. It's just a different form of it. But the reason the Federal Reserve wants us all using the Federal Reserve dollar, whether it's plastic card, paper, numbers in a computer, is because it accrues interest to the Federal Reserve. That's it. That's how they're bleeding the wealth out of the American people and putting it in their pocket. And that's exactly what happened when King George III passed his Currency Act, which forbade the colonies from issuing their own honest money system and said, you will conduct all business using banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England. And it took only a few years to reduce the prosperous colonies to the same poverty and deprivation you saw in England of the same period. And if you've read the writings of Charles Dickens or the conditions during the time of Jack the Ripper, you will understand that that poverty was not by accident. It was an artifact of that private central bank.
True. Now, to stir the pot even more, a lot of you are going to think, well, what do you expect to pay for your goods by if you end up having an action in the U.S. similar to what the people did in Iceland, where they basically took the international bankers and kicked them out, or better yet, put them in jail?
Well, they reformed the monetary system, but the monetary unit of exchange remained the same. It's a complicated issue, but Iceland survived it very well, although now they're back in trouble again. It looks like somebody declared economic war on them. Have to let you go, Francis. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
I want to do just what I please. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economic news here. HSBC, which you will remember is the bank that got caught laundering drug money, and Loretta Lynch gave them a wrist slap as U.S. Attorney for New York, and former FBI Director James Comey was actually on their board of directors while the drug money laundering was going on. Those guys. Okay. Apparently, they are having to cut 10,000 jobs. Their revenues have dropped 11%. I guess it's hard to get by without that drug money. Meanwhile, executives are launching a $2 billion share buyback scheme in order to be able to boost executive compensation. Meaning, even though HSBC is losing money and losing value, they're going to pound on the workers, fire 10,000 of them, but the bosses are going to get a raise. Boy, it must be good to be a corporate executive here. Now, Commerce Bank has announced a $954 million loss, almost $1 billion. They're going to be axing 9,600 employees. So the banks are now in serious, serious trouble. And you know what's going to happen. They're going to be screaming, we need a bailout. We have to have a bailout. The banks are important. The planet can't exist without banks, which we all know is a lie. Human beings have been around planet Earth for hundreds of thousands of years, banking only a couple of hundred, few hundred. Now, there's concern over Venezuela defaulting on their debts. They've got billions in debt coming due soon. And, of course, with the current U.S. sanctions on oil, they're probably not going to be able to make it. And their economy is in a free fall. The Bolivar has lost a third of its value just in the last week. It's economic warfare. Putting a blockade on Venezuelan oil was basically shoving the knife in and twisting it. Now, getting on back to Obamacare and a GOP, especially McCain, that is so eager to block Trump's agenda that they're going to destroy their own chance to hold on to the Senate next year. Obamacare, the new premiums are coming on out. And they're going to be double-digit increases, probably about 30% for Obamacare plans in 2018. 30%, one-third more. And it really doesn't work. And the American people are very angry at those members of Congress who blocked the repeal. And they want to know why Congress isn't listening to the American people on this issue. For most Americans, the so-called Affordable Care Act is worse than no health coverage at all. Because there's no health care, no coverage, you're $400 poorer each month for the privilege because of those sky-high deductibles. We'll be back after station identification.
Word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com.
TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.